Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. TikTok is creating a whole new set of online influencers, like Instagram before it and YouTube before that. In the financial space, it's called FinTok. And I know that this entire lead up just made me sound like I'm 117 years old, that I would need to explain what these things are, but it is relevant background for our next guests. Jessica Rowett and Colleen Cormos started their own TikTok account called Two Girls Investing. The objective is to help educate other people about money. And they've got like 45,000 followers, something like that. They're joining us from Whitehorse, Yukon, to talk about what they have learned so far through FinTok. Hello to you both.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Jess, first to you, why did you decide to start making personal finance videos on TikTok?
Well, originally it came from my, you know, my journey of getting financial education and how frustrated I was that there wasn't much information out there, and the information that was out there was in really complicated terminology. So I decided that, you know, I wanted to take all the stuff that I learned and put it out there. And I learned about TikTok. And the thing with TikTok is it doesn't just put the videos out to your followers. It pushes it out to a large group of people who may not even follow you. So the exposure is so much greater than any other social media platforms right now. So that's kind of why we took it to TikTok right off the bat.
And Colleen, who, now that you've got a sense for your audience, who are they? It's that's more than just the population of Whitehorse.
Yeah, we always, we've joked about it as we've grown, bigger than the size of Whitehorse, but it's pretty exciting. So the majority of our followers are Canadian, which makes sense to us because we talk in Canadian terminology and language. So we're simplifying it for Canadians. And the majority is women. So we're providing a lot of advice and education, but there's a big gap for women in getting that education and getting it from other women. So the majority is, women in Canada.
Jess, what is the biggest video you've done? What's got the most, I don't know what you call them, views? What do you call it
views?
In the land of the views? Okay, good.
Yeah.
What's the one that's that's resonated the most with your audience?
The one that's had the most had 1.6 million views, and it happened pretty right early when we started. So that kind of took us off. And that one is just basically doing a step-by-step, how do you get started investing, opening a TFSA, what are the options for investing, and how can you do it in a step-by-step process? And I think that just resonated with people because they haven't had the whole picture of how do I do this from start to finish?
Colleen, tell us about your creative approach here. So one of the ones that I saw, you're in the car. There is lots of graphics that are red and white. It definitely feels Canadian. You're both super approachable. This is not a four-camera shoot with 12 lighting technicians and a drone. How do you approach it?
Yeah, so we've done all of the videos from our phone. Neither of us knew a lot about creating videos. I had a little bit of experience on other platforms, but TikTok was very new to us. It's been a huge learning curve. And we do it from our phones. We've got a few kind of apps that we're using that help us out, but we're really learning as we go. And we're slowly getting a little bit more efficient with it.
Jess, I love that the integrity of your perspective is accurate from my standpoint. I'm a journalist by background. I've been covering this stuff for a very, very long time. And one of my frustrations with the social media world is that sometimes people get it wrong. How do you navigate that? How do you sort of put the filter on that ensures that what you're delivering is accurate and helpful?
Yeah, that's a really good question because there's a lot of misinformation out there and we don't want to be the ones putting that out there. So if we're doing a video about something, I just always make sure that it's something that we know really well and that we do a little bit of extra research before we do the video just to make sure it's accurate because we don't want to be putting wrong information out there. So we just make sure that it's stuff that we actually know. We're never going to put anything out there that we haven't done ourselves or haven't done extensive research on. And it's stuff that we've checked across other platforms and other sources to make sure that it's accurate.
Colleen, what are the limitations? So YouTube, you could put on, an hour long video. Maybe people wouldn't watch it, but you could post it there. TikTok is not the place for anything long form. What are some of the limitations?
I mean, they've just come out with the ability to have longer videos, but we find with our finance and budgeting and investing that people like the smaller doses of education. And that's one of the reasons why we like using TikTok, is that we can get those smaller messages across and more of them, so that people can retain the information. So we, I mean, our long-term plans are looking at other platforms to use, but that's one of the positives that we like about TikTok, is that it's that shorter messaging.
Our listeners can't see this, but both of you are in your cars on your break, on your lunch break from your day jobs. Jess, how does this fit with what you do professionally, with what pays your rent?
Yeah, so we both work full-time outside of doing Two Girls Investing. So our time is limited in what we can do. So we're doing it outside of work, evenings, sometimes breaks at work, and weekends. So we've really had limited time to do it, but we've been fitting it in pretty good, I think.
Colleen, where is Two Girls Investing in 5 years? If like the universe just sprinkles its good karma on your platform, maybe it's TikTok, maybe it's somewhere else, what do you see?
Yeah, that's a very big question. I definitely see us expanding into other platforms, other avenues, continuing to provide the education. And we do, I mean, we do have big, big goals and big dreams with Two Girls Investing, and just making sure that we're giving Canadians, and specifically Canadian women, the education and tools to be able to take control of their finances. So that's really what motivates us. And we just want to continue to share that. And the success messages we get are overwhelming. Mm. So the more that we can do that, the more that we would like to. So hopefully in the future, we're not doing it from our car anymore. Yeah.
Jess, one last question before we go. Before we go, there are so many Canadians and Canadian women who would love to be talking about investing, who are engaged by your personalities and your content, and yet they're not there yet. They've got, they're living outside of their means. They have a massive amount of credit card debt, like all those other real challenges. Where do you send them if your focus on investing, it's just too early? They're just not quite ready.
That's a really, really good point, because we don't want people investing who have massive credit card debt or don't have an emergency fund built up. So we're trying to focus that on that on our page too, is, you know, financial literacy before you're investing, to get you to a place where you're ready to invest. So we're hoping to get more of that actually on our page. We covered it a little bit, but we want to get it a little bit more. But if people aren't at the place to invest, you know, going online and getting some financial books is a good place to start. There's lots of really good books out there that cover how to get to that spot. But we do have a few videos too saying, you know, number one, pay off high interest credit card debt. Number two, build up an emergency fund to have money for short term goals. And then if you have some money ready that you can put to the long term, then you're ready to start investing.
Colleen, last question for you. How do you manage your own TikTok behavior? I have a 12-year-old, and left unsupervised, they would be on that platform for 12 hours straight. I am sure the For You feature would take them into the night. Do you have an alarm on your phone to say, enough, go make dinner?
You know what? I don't. And I do sometimes fall into that kind of rabbit hole where I'm on it for 15, 20 minutes to get maybe some ideas or some audio content. And I end up, you know, in it, on it a little bit later at night than I would like to, but I'm pretty, I watch how I use my time, because it's so limited with all of the, areas that we're working on right now. So I really only go on it to watch videos maybe once a week. And then knowing that if I'm on it, it'll sometimes last a bit longer. So yeah, I totally understand that rabbit hole thing that we can all go down on social media. And TikTok's really good for it, because they're quick, short videos that keep you there.
It's never ending.
Yeah.
Two Girls Investing, that is the name, handle, I don't know what you call it, descriptor of their TikTok account. And they joined us to talk about their experience in the world of FinTalk.